Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back in hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rex Road and Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Wednesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. What a day yesterday was in the world of sports. Big win for the Nashville Predators. They get it done 2-1 last night against the Dallas Stars. Harold Landry signing a 5-year, $87.5 million contract with the Titans. And, oh, by the way, Joe Rexroad, there was a lot of quarterback either movement or controversy or relief yesterday in the NFL as well. We'll start on the Aaron Rodgers front. Shortly after we got off the air yesterday, Pat McAfee first announcing that Aaron Rodgers was coming back to the Pack and that he would be the quarterback for the Packers next year. Said no deal had happened yet at that point, but that source is, as he put it, had told him that Aaron Rodgers was going back to Green Bay. I think you could probably take a guess as to who the source was for Pat McAfee, especially because he said it was Aaron Rodgers yesterday on the show at one point. Ian Rappaport came out about 5 minutes later and said that Rodgers had signed a 4-year, $200 million contract, $153 million guaranteed, and that he was going to get paid $50 million a year. There was the big back and forth on that. Is that the number? Is it not the number? Pat McAfee says that that's not true. Aaron Rodgers came out yesterday and said on Twitter that, yes, he is coming back to play for the Packers, but the contract details have not yet been ironed out. So Aaron Rodgers back in Green Bay, just as most of us predicted it would be the whole time. Joe Rexroad, your reaction to Aaron Rodgers hanging back with the Green Bay Packers?
So, okay, first of all, that you just said something that really – so McAfee said sources?
So he said source is how he put it. And then later was like, yeah, I talked to Aaron Rodgers. So that's what it was.
I mean, I know that that's a minor detail, but it's so annoying. Like, if you have a source, your source is Aaron Rodgers, you're lying if you say you have sources, unless you – did you also – hey, will you put Shailene on there too?
It was kind of a joke because I think he was taking a shot at A.J. Hawk because he thinks A.J. Hawk's known the whole time.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Okay. All right, then. Never mind. But that is like
Rex Road source line off the handle. He's gone after Bert on the text line. Now he's going after Mac.
We haven't even gotten to Jared yet today, the Tannehill tattletale. So, you know, it's just a pet peeve of mine. You know, like anonymous sources are already rampant and they're, you know, it's enough already anyway. But then it's like, okay, well, if you have one source, then you say source. If you have multiple sources, you say sources. Anyway. So my top reaction from all this is that he got over headlined yesterday, which is so amazing. And that to me is the only reason that he came back and was like, hey, everybody, Rappaport's lying. You know, like he just wanted like, wait, look at me. Because, you know, Russell Wilson of the Broncos destroyed the Aaron Rodgers story yesterday. And I was all the way here for it. Yes.
Hey, don't be talking about my quarterback like that. Can't do it. Told you, asked me a couple days ago how I felt later this week. Can't do that anymore.
Are you relieved, Robbie? Are you relieved? Can you breathe now?
Oh, yeah. Super Bowl window's wide open, baby. Sorry. Shout out to Jordan Love. Thanks for your service. We appreciate you.
Yeah, what's going to go on there? I guess he's just a really highly picked backup.
I mean, Jim Nagy on Twitter yesterday said that he talked to people who think that the Packers can get a second-round pick for him. I say if you can get a second-round pick. That's what he said. If they can get a second-round pick for him, they need to trade him right now.
I'll be stunned if they get a second-round pick for him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I buy that. But if you can get a second-round pick for Jordan Love right now,
yes,
knock yourself out, buddy.
Right. I mean, then you've still screwed up by drafting him. But I mean, to get a you blew a first-round pick to get to be able to salvage a second-round pick. Oh, it's you don't even like you're scrambling to get the deal done. I mean, that's a no. There's I'll be shocked if that's true. So the Rodgers thing, I mean, it's amazing when you look at the whole thing, because obviously the Broncos, and by the way, a lot of the reporting, I don't really care to revisit all this stuff with like the Titans and Rodgers and everything, but the reporting was pretty overwhelmingly what we talked about Monday on the show, which was, in the end, at least, it was the Broncos or the Packers. It was one of those two teams. Now, that's not to say that, you know, Florio's report had no validity, and maybe at some point there was some kind of conversation. You know, I don't know. I'm not saying that was totally wrong. I think if you're a Titans fan wondering, like, did John Robinson do everything he could to make this happen? You know, I mean, I don't know the answer to that. But I think it's probably fair to look at the whole thing and say, you know, there was at least some kind of inquiry or you know, fact-finding mission, which is what you should do. You absolutely should do. So regardless, in the end, it was Broncos or Packers. And then you think about, so the Broncos lose, and then they're like, okay, Russell Wilson. You know, it's like, what? How did you pull that off like 5 minutes later?
Well, and I think Schefter put it out there. I think it was Schefter. It may have been Rapport, but it was one of them put it out there yesterday of the Russell Wilson thing has nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers going back with the Packers. This is totally separate. They've been working on Russell Wilson the whole time. And I was like, okay. You think Nathaniel Hackett's been working on Russell Wilson the whole time? Maybe. Maybe so. Maybe they came in there and said, you know what? Aaron's going back to the Packers. We have a strong feeling. And they started working on Russell Wilson. But to that point.
Well, maybe like a couple days ago.
Yeah.
You know? Now, that's the thing. So it's and that's like, you know, all these things come to light. And a lot of times, like, obviously, things have been going on behind the scenes. So, like the Florio report with the Titans, for example, like, again, I think I can't just dismiss it out of hand. I think that what is definitely fair to say when you look at it is it was probably old information when he reported it, right?
Yeah.
He came across this information from whoever gave it to him, and at the very least, it was old. Because that weekend, the strong reaction was, it's Packers or Broncos. Like, there's nobody else in there. So on the Broncos side of things, yeah, maybe 3 days ago they knew, okay, we're not getting Aaron Rodgers. Let's throw the freaking boat at Seattle and see if they'll bite. And they did.
Well, the main reaction that I had to the Aaron Rodgers thing, and we'll see what the number actually looks like. I mean, it's going to be high. So, you know, I think the cap hit the first couple of years will probably be relatively low because they're going to want to try to build the team around that. But my number one reaction to this yesterday was, yeah, all that talk about retirement being a real possibility, get out of here. It was Aaron Rodgers never even thought about retirement. He can act like he did, that's fine, but if you go from possibly thinking about retirement 2 years in a row to now all of a sudden, let's say that Rappaport's number is close to true, you're signing a four-year deal, how do you go from retirement to four-year deal?
Well, yeah, I except that the four-year deal isn't it so that you can have a lower cap hit early?
It is.
I mean, you know what I mean? So, and you're becoming the highest paid NFL player.
It is, but it's also guaranteeing 2 years. Like, if you're doing the cap hit that way, like, you're going to be there at least 2 years.
Yeah. But I guess, like, if I put myself in Aaron Rodgers' shoes, one, I'd be looking in the mirror all day long, I guess, because I'm obsessed with myself and want all the attention of the world at all times. But beyond that, if I put myself in Aaron Rodgers' shoes, I could see being serious about, maybe it's time to hang it up. And then you look at that number and that, like, you're like, okay, so I can get another 100 mil, like another couple hundred mil in my life. Okay. All right. Never mind. You know, I don't know. I mean, McAfee kind of didn't they say that again yesterday, right? When they said, like, he really was thinking about retirement, guys. I don't know. I mean, he doesn't lie, right? He never lies.
Look, I've just never bought the retirement thing. It makes no sense from a variety of different angles. You're the best player in the NFL right now. You're back-to-back MVP. I think, and people have joked about this, I'm not joking. Like, if you think that Aaron Rodgers is going in the Hall of Fame the same year as Tom Brady and Ben Roethlisberger, you've lost your mind. Like, he was never going to do that. So, I know people have joked about that. That's not a joke to me. Like, I think that is 100% a part of his thought process. Like, no, I'm not sharing the stage with Tom Brady in my retirement.
Yeah, I mean, again, he's it's very good point. And he's probably still mad today. I mean, even with this huge deal that he may sign soon or whatever, probably still mad today at Russell Wilson, you know, mad at the Broncos, ruined his big parade.
Hey, but hey, that's my quarterback, man. Back in there.
You love him all over again.
We'll take your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll get into the Russell Wilson deal coming up on the other side as well. What a price that Denver paid to get Russell Wilson in the services. Should the Titans have done that? What do we think of the price that Denver paid to get Russell Wilson from Seattle? All that coming up on the other side. Let me tell you about my friends at the Nashville Predators. The all-new Paint the Town Preds Pack is presented by Yeehaw Brewing and Old Smoky. You can purchase the pack and receive 2 weekend game tickets and 1 weeknight game ticket of your choice, plus receive a Preds car flag, a $25 Yeehaw Brewing Company gift card, and the opportunity to purchase 2022-23 season tickets as well. So visit nationalpredators.com/paint to secure yours today. Get your Paint the Town Preds Pack today and score your own hat trick, Smashville. We'll be right back, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
So today, everybody knows the Titans did not get a new quarterback. And boy, everybody seems to be mad at me, which we'll get into later throughout the show. But this isn't really about me, and it never was. The bigger issue is the fact that today, I think we can all admit the Tennessee Titans are now stuck with Ryan Tannehill. Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay. Russell Wilson traded for a fortune to the Denver Broncos. And everybody looked at me like, now you can go back to your pipe dream, Jared. It's over. It's over. This, that, you name it. Ha ha. Laugh. Whatever.
That was Jared Stillman yesterday on the program. Joe, I got to see Jared last night at the Predators game. I think he's okay. It took him a while. I think it was a 4-hour venting session yesterday for Jared, but I think he's going to make it.
I wanted to hear more. Like, what? Then what did he say? What was it? Was there like a point?
You'd had to listen to the whole show, man.
I had to cut it off.
Yeah.
The segment comes back, and I hear Jared's voice, and I just need to put this up here for you.
Don't stress me out.
Don't stress me out.
It's good stuff.
Phyllis Pratt, good coffee cup.
That was absolutely incredible. I'm clipping that. That was incredible.
Joe, what a price paid yesterday by the Denver Broncos to acquire Russell Wilson. We talked about the Aaron Rodgers side of this. He stays in Green Bay, and Denver moves on quickly after that and trade quarterback Drew Lock, tight end Noah Fant, defensive lineman Shelby Harris, 2 first-round picks, 2 second-round picks, and a 5th-round pick to the Seahawks for Russell Wilson and a 2022 fourth-round pick. So you're talking about 2 first-rounders, 2 second-rounders, a 5th-rounder, and 3 players to the Seahawks for the services of Russell Wilson. What do you think of the trade for Russell Wilson to come to Denver, and what do you think of the price that the Broncos gave up in order to acquire Russell Wilson?
Well, this is a year later. Let's go back to I know the Athletic. We had a bit. I think it was ours exclusively, right? Was that the piece, the Athletic? I think there were other outlets. I want to make sure everybody has proper credit, but we had a big one about the lack of trust in that organization between Russell Wilson and management, and maybe Pete Carroll to some extent too. So I think that played out. I have to look at this and believe that, you know, this is, he wanted out. And so they felt like it was in their best interest if someone gave them a haul to make that happen. So I think Seahawks fans are understandably depressed now because, you know, I mean, Drew Locke going to be your quarterback next year? Like, do you want to watch this team play football in 2022?
Well, think about the day yesterday for Seahawks fans. You lose Russell Wilson, which is bad enough on its own, and now Bobby Wagner is going to be out the door as well. So the Seahawks are going into full rebuild mode, it looks like. But losing Russell Wilson and Bobby Wagner on the same day, that's a tough one. Not good for Seattle.
No, and I mean, how long – like Pete Carroll's there, okay. How much longer is he coaching, you know? Is he going to be there for the whole rebuild? Well,
that's my thing. Like, if you're Pete Carroll, why would you want to sign up for this? Like, why are you going through a rebuild at that age?
I don't know. But that, again, to me, that speaks to irreconcilable differences.
Yeah.
I have to think so. Denver's going to be fascinating. And, you know, someone brought up this point, and I forget who, and I'm, again, not giving proper credit, but – how many teams over a 30-year span or, you know, well, shoot. I mean, if you want to go to the end of Elway, no, about a little more than 20-year span, have had three Hall of Fame quarterbacks quarterbacking that team?
Listen, fine, not long.
I don't know. I think it may be zero. I can't think of anyone. Oh. Obviously, like the Niners had, you know, Montana and Young. But where's the third? I mean, the third in that span. I can't. If anybody can think of someone, please let me know.
Well, I mean, Jordan Love just got derailed. Otherwise, they were on pace for that.
Well, you know, that's the thing. You got Favre, you got Rodgers, and then in a couple of years, the Jordan Love era gets going, and there we go. Okay.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for the Jordan Love era in Green Bay.
Me either.
Yeah, but. Denver. Is Denver a Super Bowl contender now?
Well, look, I mean, I think they're certainly a playoff team. Now, you can go where you want to go after that in terms of Super Bowl contender. Like, I've still got them behind the Chiefs. I don't think there's any question about that. You know, what are the Ravens going to look like next year if Lamar Jackson's healthy? Obviously, I still have them behind the Bills as well. But the thing is, like, look at the AFC West now. Which, as luck would have it, if you're the Tennessee Titans, that's who you get to play next year. You've got Patrick Mahomes. You've got Russell Wilson. You've got Justin Herbert and Derek Carr. Like, Derek Carr might be the worst quarterback in that division. And Derek Carr, as we found out this year, pretty darn good. Like, he's not that bad. There was a lot of chatter. And look, this happens a lot. And especially when something, you know, in the moment happens like this, a lot of chatter about, could this be the best division of all time in terms of the quarterback play? I'd have to go back and look through all of them. I don't know what the answer to that is, but it's pretty darn good. Russell Wilson going to Denver, those four quarterbacks in the AFC West, pretty darn solid. And by the way, the two quarterbacks that we spent the most time talking about this offseason, if you're the Titans, you're going to get a front row seat to both of them next year. Rodgers with the Packers, Wilson with the Broncos.
Yes, you will. I mean, look, this. Let's look at the Titans. You know, you take out the division, although, you know, Trevor Lawrence is good. And we don't, I don't think it's a stretch to say Davis Mills is an improving young quarterback.
Nice.
Yep, thank you. But let's see. Broncos coming in here, Russell Wilson. Raiders coming in, Derek Carr and Mariota. Will Mariota be there?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. Could be starting for the Steelers or something.
Is he the fifth best quarterback in the AFC West? That's not bad. That's not bad to be that anymore. The Dallas Cowboys and Dak are coming in. Yeah. The Cincinnati Bengals and Joe Burrow are coming in. You're going to see Mahomes and the Chiefs on the road and Herbert and the Chargers on the road and Josh Allen and the Bills on the road and Aaron Rodgers and the Packers on the road. And I guess, you know, if you consider Jalen Hurts a good quarterback, he's okay with the Eagles. And remind me who the heck the Washington Commanders are going to have quarterback. And there's so many teams around the league today that are like, oh, my God, Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers. You know, there were a lot of fan bases that had those sort of, you know, those far-off dreams of landing one of those two guys.
But the schedule, I mean, look.
It's amazing.
We say this every year, and it's not going to work out the way we think it is in terms of the schedule. Like, a team that we think is going to be really good on this schedule won't be. And there will probably be a team on this schedule that we think is awful that'll be pretty good. Next
Commanders,
year. So, yeah, maybe like, you know, Washington Commanders Super Bowl run next year in the first year of that stuff. But it is kind of amazing. Look at this schedule right now for the Titans. It's pretty hard. Like they got, I mean, that's what happens when you finish number one in your division. You get a number one schedule. But some of the quarterbacks they're going to be playing next year, it's a good thing they got Harold Landry, because you're going to have to get after the quarterback if you're the Titans next year.
Exactly. I mean, that's the thing. So you can look at it, and I get it. Like, okay, so in how many matchups next year do you have the better quarterback if you're the Titans? I'll go with four games against the Texans and Colts.
Ease up on Davis Mills, but I hear you.
You know, Giants.
You did not include the Jaguars in there.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, okay, fine. Okay, so that's the thing. In your division, you still have the best quarterback right now. I think.
Well, I bring that up because what if Trevor Lawrence has a jump next year?
Sure.
I'm not saying like a Joe Burrow-esque jump, but what if he does?
No, absolutely. No, he could. He could. But yeah, I would say, so there's six games that I would say yes. And then I'd say I would also go Giants, Eagles, Commanders. I mean, here's the one thing about next year's schedule. Yeah, AFC West, woo, tough. Of all the NFC divisions, you will take the NFC East. You will absolutely take the NFC East as your NFC division. That helps a little bit. But, okay, so there's – so basically half the schedule, you could say you have the QB edge. You know, half the schedule you don't. That's not great. But what you do have potentially now is – the pass rush that all those other quarterbacks would least like to see when they line up on a Sunday. And that's huge.
I got a texter that says Manning, Luck, and Rivers in Indy for the three quarterbacks, Unitas, Fouts, and Herbert for the Chargers.
Well,
now, we're also talking 30 years. We're also talking 30-year span. And like Andrew Luck was really good. Andrew Luck is not getting in the Hall of Fame. Like
right.
he didn't play long enough.
Right. Like I will agree that he was good enough. And it's true. Rivers counts, but yeah, it's not three guys who are gonna be in the Hall of Fame. And again, we're talking about in a confined time span. So you gotta count Unitas out there. Because again, 25 years. I mean 25 years ago, or 24 years ago, Elway won his second straight Super Bowl. Actually, no, 23 years ago, he won a second straight Super Bowl. So with the Broncos. So find me the three quarterbacks, one place, less than 25 years, all going to the Hall of Fame. Good try, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's tough to imagine. It's crazy.
It is. And look, the Broncos are just, you think about, so Seattle, you know, it's tough. They're just, here you go. Yep. A lot of picks. Good luck with those picks and Pete Carroll. But Denver, talk about just – and imagine the Broncos fan yesterday. You get the Aaron Rodgers news, right? How long after that did this come out? What was the time span exactly?
I think it was about 2 hours, two and a half hours.
So, you know, you're sitting there and you had hopes and you had legit hopes of Aaron Rodgers. You have Hackett in there. It all lined up. And no Rodgers, no Davante Adams. And then you get Russ. I mean, it's pretty awesome. I mean, like that city is going to be on fire for Russ. And I can't wait to watch him with that team. And, you know, Judy and Cortland Sutton, I mean, they could be pretty good.
You think Von Miller ends up back in Denver? There's a lot of chatter about that now, too. I bet he does. I think he goes back.
I could see that. You know, the big thing for them, well, whoever their quarterback was going to be, like they badly need to fix their offensive line. And, you know, Noah Fant is – that's a – man. I mean, good for the Seahawks, getting Noah Fant, good player. But it's like, I don't even like, – to me, just get all picks then if you're just going to do this, you know. Just blow it all up.
Hey, man, that quarterback battle next year in Seattle with Drew Locke, Geno Smith, and Jacob Eason, it's going to be something to behold.
Mariota, get over there.
Yeah, buddy. Get over to Seattle. That's probably a great spot for Mariota. Maybe a little Mitch Trubisky action. Who knows?
Mm. Well, you know, Charles, and we're going to have Charles on later, he reported or tweeted that he fully expects Trubisky and Daniel Jones to be battling for the Giants starting quarterback job next year.
That's probably not a bad idea for the Giants either. Daniel Jones is not good.
What a battle.
I know Trubisky's not good, but like, the idea that the Giants are still trying to, like, quote, wait and see what they have with Daniel Jones, like, how much more do you need to see? What are we talking about here?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you're just talking about the Giants.
That is true.
Their cheeks.
They are. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. It's conference championship week in college basketball, and FanDuel Sportsbook has an offer that you don't want to miss. Right now, new customers can place their first college basketball bet risk-free, and if you don't win, you'll get up to $1,000 back. So the SEC tournament taking place this week. Joe Rexroth is down there in Florida to witness the SEC tournament. I've been on the Arkansas bandwagon this week. I've just got a feeling that they get it done this weekend, but you take it any way you want to take it. The app is so easy to use. They're always hooking you up with great odds on FanDuel Sportsbook, so you can see for yourself why FanDuel is America's number one sportsbook. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today. Sign up using promo code ROB to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, that promo code is ROB. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. First online real money wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Got a gambling problem? Call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Join 102.5 The Game this Sunday night for the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade. You can have drink specials, enter to win Preds tickets, and watch the Preds take on the Minnesota Wild. It's the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade, located at 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. The puck drops at 6 p.m. coming up this Sunday. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, brought to you by Little Guys Movers. Here's your chance to be your own boss. Join their team of 30-plus years of profits and good times. Visit littleguysfranchise.com. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. So I'll throw one out there at you that I just thought of, that maybe is not exactly the 30-year quarterback window that we're talking about. Dan Fouts, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers.
Okay.
I know the San Diego portion of Drew Brees was not quite the New Orleans portion of Drew Brees, but that's the one I'll throw out there.
No, but I mean, he was very good, and he's a Hall of Famer, so yeah, that counts. I mean, that would count for sure. I mean, we don't know what Russ will be.
I mean, Phillip Rivers is going to be in the Hall of Fame. So those three Hall of Famers right there, as we know, friend of the show, Dan Fouts, he's in there.
Well, now so now I've got to go back and look, because, you know, I mean, Dan Fouts' heyday was late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah. So, I mean, basically, I mean, he was still, you know, I mean, shoot, he was throwing for, you know, 3,700 yards in 1984, which, again, at that time, I mean, he threw for 4,800 yards in 1981, which would be like this year would be like throwing for 8,000. I mean, seriously.
Seriously. Yeah.
Like, it's insane. He threw for 4,780 and 4,881. Every other quarterback in the league was like, oh, I got to 2,000. All right. I mean, so anyway, Drew Brees got there in 2001.
Yeah, right? I think so.
And then Philip Rivers got there in what, 04?
Yeah.
05? So, yeah, there you go. You did it. The Chargers and the Broncos, the old AFC West.
Chargers got a lot to show for it, too.
Well, the funny thing about that is, you know, their one Super Bowl in that whole span is with Stan Humphries as their freaking quarterback. So, yeah, take that. Hey, if you're a Titans fan today and you're all freaking out about quarterback, there's a little tidbit for you. Chargers had those three guys that they made a Super Bowl with, Stan Humphries as their quarterback, because they had a great defense. And Bobby Ross at quarterback, great defense, great running game, and a very, very average quarterback in a Super Bowl. And they got smoked by the Niners, but hey, they got there.
So do you think the Seahawks are going to ship off any more pieces? You know, Wagner's gone. Russell Wilson's gone. You've got DK Metcalf. You've got Tyler Lockett. Are they keeping Lockett and Metcalf around while they're going through this? I mean, I would assume you keep Metcalf, right?
Yeah. I mean, no one plans a rebuild of many, many years, right?
Right.
So probably, but I tell you what, John Robinson, any other GM in this league, I'd be giving a call. What else you guys, you know, selling off right now?
Yeah.
You know, now, I mean, when I say John Robinson, is it, you know, could you actually do something like, you know, probably not, but I'm just saying, yeah, inquire. You never know.
I mean, maybe
that's the thing.
Maybe it's Bobby Wagner. 1-2 punch of Bobby Wagner and Zach Cunningham.
Hey, there you go.
Talk about a defense.
David Long, your third linebacker?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Be pretty good.
Just really load up on the defensive side of the ball.
Linebackers everywhere.
You will not score a point.
Yeah. Get the, yeah, like 100 mil invested just in linebackers, you know? Yeah, I mean, it's if you're a Seahawks fan, you know, that's what I can't wait. Like, I can't wait to hear whenever things like this happen. Again, to me, this has to speak to just like it. Just he wanted out badly. It was bad, and now here's a life raft. But you know, how do you like whenever a team does something like the Seahawks are doing? I'm always fascinated to hear like the spin, you know,
yeah.
Because if I'm a Seahawks fan, I'm not. Season ticket holder? Yeah, okay. You call me when you guys are good again. You suck next year.
Pete Carroll comes out today. We've had our eye on Drew Lock for a long time. Let me tell you, really appreciate that guy.
Yeah. That's gonna be a big source of excitement up there in the Pacific Northwest. Drew Lock, quarterback.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Ron on the text line says, I asked the guys on DDC this question, and I think I might have stumped them with it. Do you think that since there's no quarterback opportunities out there and Woodside is the backup, that Tannehill is, quote, too comfortable in his spot with no threat of losing his job? This is coming from Ron on the text line.
Yeah, I really just – if I could take that take and you were standing by a Fisher-Price little hoop, I would love to just dunk on you so hard. I really hate that take. It's just I think it's like it put some good bet. Like all of a sudden, what is it? So that's gonna make Tannehill do what? I don't think Tannehill doesn't. Tannehill works hard. Tannehill's a leader. Tannehill does the things you need to do. He did not play. He did not respond to the pressure of the playoff. Is a backup being who really good behind him going to make him respond better to pressure in a pressure moment in the playoffs? Why? Why will that make any impact? Now, do you get a backup so you have an alternative? Sure. I mean, having Tannehill behind him sure didn't make Mariota play well, right? But it was nice to have the alternative because that's what people said back then, and I dunked on that too. Like, Mariota isn't lacking motivation or desire. He busts his butt every day to be great. He's not good enough. And if Tannehill's not good enough to get you where you want to get, putting some backup behind him to light a fire under him has nothing to do with the problem here, okay?
They just need to schedule the Dolphins every game so he can do his two-fingered push-ups on the ground.
Yes.
Well, by the way, you know, the idea that they can't have a different backup quarterback next year, I don't think is true. I think there's a possibility that they take a quarterback in the draft. I don't think it's a huge possibility high, like, at this point, I guess I would be surprised if in the first round they're taking a quarterback. I'm not totally taking it off the table, but I would be surprised if that's the way they go, particularly like when you're kicking Harold Landry's cap hit down the road. Like, to me, that's still signaling that you think you're in a window to win. Spend your first round pick on a draft pick that you think gives you a chance to win. So I'm not going to say they're not taking a quarterback in the first round. I would just be surprised if they do. But to me, like, if that's the scenario where if you're Ron, there's, I don't know if pressure is the right word, but you know, if you're Tannehill, you know, okay, they've just drafted my replacement. And you know, if you're the Titans, if you take a quarterback in the first round, I would hope if you take a quarterback in the first round, you feel like they're at least good enough to step in and play for you right now if they need to.
Well, that's the thing. If the Titans do take a quarterback, then to me, it's got to be high. It's got to be like the quarterback you think is your next starter, not the Cole McDonald end of the draft thing. Like all those picks, you know, you need to get people who are going to help the football team at various positions in this draft. And taking a flyer on some QB late. I mean, if you're going to pick a quarterback, use your first round pick to get your next quarterback, or maybe, you know, maybe you trade back and you can still get somebody you really like of that group, like in the second round. But short of that, you know, I think it's a wasted pick if you go late. And I understand Tom Brady went in the sixth round, but you know, 99% of them don't work out. By the way, can you guys hear the my grandma's fan? It's making a lot of noise behind me. Can you hear this?
No.
Not if you're not talking, no.
You can hear the – but now, right now, as I'm silent, you can hear the clicking?
Yeah, but it's not that bad.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess I'll just keep blathering the whole time, and then it won't matter.
Joe from Maryland on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, I don't know why people are so scared of Russell Wilson. He had weapons in Seattle. We beat them. Are we so sure that Denver is an elite team now with Wilson? This is coming from Joe from Maryland on the text line. I will say
– we'll see.
Russell Wilson also threw for about 1,000 yards in that game against the Titans. And – Seattle's defense the last couple of years has not been good. Denver's got a good defense. That's where, I mean, look, it's a huge upgrade for Denver. And I'm not saying Russell Wilson is the same Russell Wilson that he was maybe 2-3 years ago. I don't know. Maybe he will be in Denver. But it's a gigantic upgrade. Like, they were a decent team with Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock as their quarterback.
Right.
Russell Wilson's a huge upgrade.
Yeah. No, no question. Look, and yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm very fascinated to see, you know, what he looks like with that team. But Russell Wilson in that game did not let Derrick Henry run for a 60-yard TD to change the game. He didn't let Tannehill throw for 330 or Julio Jones light up their secondary. I mean, that was why they lost. And that's why when, you know, of course he got hurt last year too, but I think for the most part he played pretty well last year. He's still, I don't know where he is on the list right now of top quarterbacks in the league, but he's not too far. Okay, he's not too far down the list. And to your point, they were fine. They were decent, kind of hang around, middling, fringe playoff contender with Bridgewater and Lock.
Let's quickly go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Adam from Portland, who wants to weigh in. Adam, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Thanks, man. So, talking about this quarterback carousel, man, I feel like there, it's almost like there's some quarterbacks who blanket into categories of, I've got to have a tight end. Russell's not one of those quarterbacks, but I think Tannehill is. I think Mariota definitely was. I feel like if you would have had somebody like Delaney this past season, you know, when he was in the 15, 16, 17 years that were so good for him, then it would have been a completely different team. And so I don't know if you guys think we should look at getting a quarterback who could actually throw to wide receivers constantly like that, or just go straight to tight end. But I think a big upgrade at tight end's needed, man. If we drafted a quarterback in the first round, I'd be so pissed. I'd be livid. I would be so mad at these people.
Hey, thanks for the call, Adam. We appreciate it. Like, I don't think Adam's alone there. I know, I think a lot of people are down on Tannehill, obviously.
Yep.
They want a different quarterback, but it's also like, all right, well, if you're going to ride with him this year, then put things around him to try and help him be successful.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. Now some people may feel the other way. Like, I don't know, like Jared. It feels to me like Jared might be mad if they don't draft a QB to replace him. But, and some other fans may feel that way too. But I agree. I mean, you can't, like, now we know Tannehill's the quarterback. We know 100%. He's the quarterback next year. So you talk about being great around him. Well, drafting the QB in the first round is not doing that. And you're forfeiting that.
When we come back, it is time for The Choice Is Yours. Robbie Stanley, myself, in the questions chair this week. We'll get to that on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
And it is that time of the week. Time for The Choice Is Yours here on Robbie and Rex Road, sponsored by Smokeville Smoke Shop. I'm in the questions chair this week. Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic, I ask you, would you like to begin with sports or non-sports?
Go ahead, MC.
Ooh, MC, and that's my middle initial. Non-sports.
All right, non-sports. All right, full disclosure, I've not yet seen the new Batman movie, so that's not the reason why I'm asking this question. But the heart of this question is, I don't picture in my head Robert Pattinson as Bruce Wayne. So in honor of that, in honor of Robert Pattinson playing Bruce Wayne, what actor or actress would you like to see play in a serious role that's maybe outside of the box a little bit? Actor or actress that you would like to see play in a serious role that's maybe a little bit outside the box? I'll start on this one if I need to.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would really love to see Zach Galifianakis play in a serious role. I don't know what that would look like. It would probably be a total disaster. But give me Zach Galifianakis in like a hero movie, action hero. It would be awesome. I don't think I could ever take it seriously. Like, I have a tough time taking Ryan Reynolds seriously in anything. And he's had some movies where he's been actually pretty good in a serious role. But if you ever seen the movie Waiting, with Ryan Reynolds in it when he's in the restaurant, or Deadpool or whatever. Like, it's very difficult for me to take Ryan Reynolds seriously in anything, but he's actually done a pretty good job in the serious roles that he's had. So give me a little Zach Galifianakis. I'd like to see what he does there.
So this comes to mind, one, in part because he was out shooting with the Warriors last night in his Flint Tropics outfit. But I'd like to see Will Ferrell give it a shot. And look,
Joe, you took my answer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we can share it. We can share the answer. I'll just say on that, you know, Adam Sandler, and this is a long time ago, but he's done a couple, you know, serious roles, which you would never think would have been possible.
Yeah.
And he's done quite well. He's good. I'd like to see Will Ferrell give it a shot. I don't know how confident I am in him being able to pull it off, because it would be hard to take it seriously, but yes. I'd like to see him try. I'd like to see him try.
All right.
Okay, so obviously I just said Joe took my answer, because Will Ferrell, I think, is my favorite actor of all times. I love every movie and I laugh my butt off in every single one. Kicking and Screaming is by far my favorite, but I'll go a different route, which was my second choice, Melissa McCarthy. She's in Bridesmaids. Yep. I feel like she's kind of the female version of Will Ferrell, in a sense of she plays just this funny, goofy character in all of them. But I feel like I could see her maybe be a little serious. At least I would like to. I don't know how good it would be. But yeah, Melissa McCarthy is my choice for that one.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I think she'd be good, but it is a good one. And yes, she's hilarious.
Like Bridesmaids, I absolutely cry laughing at her.
Oh, yeah.
All right, moving on to sports. You can pick one SEC coach to coach your team for the NCAA tournament. Which coach are you picking? You can hand select any SEC coach to coach your team for the NCAA tournament. Not SEC tournament, NCAA tournament. What coach are you picking? I think we know what Michelle's answer is.
Rick Barnes?
Yes. Friend of the show, by the way.
Friend of the show, Rick Barnes. Is that it, Michelle?
I would not pick Cal.
Ooh. Oh boy.
Yeah, upset. I know. Crazy. I would actually pick, and Junie's here with me in the studio, and he just said it too. My first coach that came to mind, I would pick Bruce Pearl. As hard as it is for me to say it, I would pick him. I think what he's done, I mean, even just in the small amount of time he's been at Auburn and how far he's gone, I think that this could be the year, or I think we could be seeing him cutting down the net sooner than later. So give me Bruce Pearl.
Michelle Knezovic has called for Cal to be fired. Breaking news here on the show. Breaking news.
We need to clip this and send this to the University of Kentucky Alumni Association pronto.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
This is going to be a big issue.
Cal lost his Rolex and his job in the same week, according to Michelle. It's good stuff.
Well, am I wrong here? Like, Cal has actually won a national championship and Bruce Pearl has not?
That is correct.
Yeah, but only one. And he's had teams that can that have been able to win it.
I mean, Michelle's finally come around to my thought that Cal's tenure at Kentucky has largely been disappointing.
Okay, but he has made more Final Fours and national championships than Tennessee. So, okay, we're just going to.
Oh, now we're going to turn it on Tennessee.
Now we're turning it on Tennessee.
Yeah, this is not about Tennessee. This is about your dissatisfaction with John Calipari.
Joe, it's time for your decision.
This is breaking news. Wow, my goodness. Yeah, I'll go Bruce Pearl, too. Give me Bruce Pearl.
No Musselman?
Musselman's good, but, I mean, Pearl, you know, that Final Four run, I mean, you know, I mean, look, I saw Bruce Pearl get Tennessee to that Elite Eight in St. Louis, and, you know, he was awfully close that day. Michigan State, you know, gets a late play to beat him, but he was right there to get Tennessee to its only Final Four in 2010. I think he's the guy. It's close, though, with Cal. I mean, it's close.
I'll go Bruce Pearl, too.
Whoa.
I'd go Rick Barnes second. I'd have Cal about fourth or fifth.
Okay there, Robbie Stanley. That was a bad one. We wouldn't
Tom
go
Crean,
that far.
Who doesn't coach in the SEC anymore.
Yeah,
By the way, Tom Crean has been to a Final Four as well.
So I know.
Just saying. As a head coach.
All right, moving back to non-sports. I got a movie theme today for some reason. Your movie theater snack of choice. And this can be a combination of things like mine is. Like, I'll start on this one. Yes, I'm a popcorn guy. I like the popcorn with, you know, the cheese and the powder and the butter put on it, whatever. Also, I will take a box of Bunch of Crunch at the movie theater and pour it in the popcorn. So you got the cheese popcorn and the chocolate Bunch of Crunch. I know for a lot of you, it sounds disgusting. Don't knock it till you try it. I'm just saying the sweet and salt combination there. Pretty darn good. Bunch of Crunch and popcorn together in the movie theater.
Oh, that sounds great. No, that's a good call.
That's elite, Robbie. That is how you do popcorn. Actually, I just had some butter movie theater popcorn last night watching a movie. I swear, I try to get the healthy pop, but wow, when you get the extra butter movie theater popcorn, it really is a game changer. I'm going very similar to yours. I'm going butter popcorn with peanut M&Ms. I love the sweet and salty. You have to have popcorn, but then you also have to have a little candy and throw me in also some Swedish fish in there. I'm going the whole nine yards. We need a little bit. We need chocolatey. We need salty and then a little sweet too. So
nice.
I'm stocking up. I got the whole tray with all of them on there. Joe, your turn.
That's good stuff.
It seems like most times lately in recent years, it's just popcorn, you know, and like a huge Coke Zero. But my two favorite candies, one, Juji Fruits, a big box of those, amazing. And then, of course, Good and Plenty, black licorice. I mean, I will crush a whole box of Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty. They had Good and Fruity and Good and Plenty. Good and Plenty is a black licorice. Man, good stuff.
I've never heard of that other candy.
Director, it's educational. You're on the program.
That's right.
Program. All right, last one here for you real quickly. I've got a couple different questions I could go with, but I'll go with this one. Better pick for you, opening weekend of the NCAA tournament or the Super Bowl? You can only watch one. Opening weekend of the NCAA tournament or the Super Bowl?
Opening weekend, easily. Quick, easy choice.
Yep, I mean, mine's same thing, too.
Super Bowl, baby. Give me the football. Really? You didn't even think about it with the Super Bowl?
I love the Super Bowl. I'm not going to miss the Super Bowl, but if I have to make that choice, man. I mean, the first weekend is incredible.
So many games.
And so many Super Bowls have sucked. Like, you know you're going to see great stuff in the open. You don't know you're going to see great stuff in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's the Super Bowl, man.
I get it.
How are you going to see the halftime show if you don't watch the Super Bowl, for God's sake?
Twitter. Can we DVR it?
Well, I don't know.
It's the madness,
the choice
Robbie.
Was ours, Rodney. The
I know.
I just called you Rodney.
Just call me Rodney.
The choice was
a little
Rodney.
Bit too much.
let me just let my grandma's fan just make noise for me instead of me talking.
This has been The Choice Is Yours, sponsored by Smokeville Smoke Shop. Ugh, that was good stuff. As always, we'll take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Nate texting in said, no question, snow caps. are the snack of choice.
Those are
good. And got another texter, Andrew from the borough, texting and said, I thought we told Joe to be careful with the deadly black licorice. A lesson unlearned by Joe Rexrode.
I live on the edge, okay?
For now,
eat
enough black licorice that may change at some point. When we come back, we'll be joined by Gentry Estes from the Tennessee, and we'll get his thoughts on Harold Landry signing a big deal with the Titans, get his thoughts on the Predators as well. All that coming up on the other side. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.